Rabotai, we continue in our limud in Sefer Tanya. This is Leilui Nishmat Stella Esther Bat Rivka. Lea Shalom. We are up to Perek Lamed Aleph. That's page Resh Mem Gimel. Perek Lamed Aleph. Vehine Af im keshe ya'arich harbe leha'amik beinyanim hanal kesha'a o shtayim lihiyot bin michat ruach ולב נשבע יבוא לידי עצבות גדולה, says the Tanya. Now, the past two parakim were pretty brutal, right? Tough musar, and that a person breaks his heart with in a bitter way and gives himself harsh words. Says the Bala Tanya, even if a person will spend from time to time, an hour or two, he says, with these words that we just learned of Musar to oneself, with suppressing his heart, with bringing down his mood, by bringing down his ego and breaking his heart, he might come to Atzvut, he'll come to sadness. Lo yachush, al tidag, he says, don't worry. He says, what do you mean? But atzvut is not good. Sadness comes from klipa. Comes from klipat noga. Okay, noga is, you know, the okay klipa. But still, it's not from tzadak kedusha. Atzvut, sadness, depression, melancholy, that's not from kedusha. Ki betzadak kedusha ketiv, oz vechedva mimkomo. Regarding Kedushah, it says there's only strength and happiness in Hashem's place, in Hashem's abode. Ve'en ha'shchina shorah ela mitoch simcha, ve'chen idvar halacha. The Shekhinah, the divine presence, dwells only in simcha. Says the Tanya, ela, she'im ha'atzvut hi, mimile deshmaya, hi mipchinat tov shebenoga. He says, if the atzvut is coming, if the sadness is coming, because of mile dishmaya, because of heavenly matters, because of ruchniyut, you're speaking to yourself about your spiritual state. He says that type of atzvut comes from the good side of noga. Velachen katav ha'arizal, the Ari HaKadosh wrote, she'afilu de'agat ha'avonot ena re'uya ki im bishat ha'vidui. ולא בשעת התפילה ותלמוד תורה שצריך להיות בשמחה שמצד הקדושה דווקא. The Ari HaKadosh says that the de'aga for the avonot, the worry and the sadness, the bitterness over our sins, is only good at the time when we say vidui. That's the only time we should be sad with our avonot. Not in the time of tefillah, not in the time of Torah. Because in those times we need to be besimcha, which comes only mitzad hakedusha. So you might say, yeah, so okay, atzvut, even if you want to tell me it comes from the good side of noga, but it's still coming from klipa. What are you telling me to be atzuv? It's not a good thing. Afal pichen, still, harikachi amida. But that is the way, leikafya lesitra achra, beminah vedugmata. Very important concept here. The way to overcome the sitra achra is by giving it a taste of its own medicine. By rectifying or overcoming, overwhelming the sitra achra with something that comes from its own, from the sitra achra itself. Kema'amar abotenu, like Chachamim said, mine ube iba leshadya bei narga. From it itself, from the forest itself, throw an axe in it. What does that mean? How do you make an axe? Wood. Most of it is wood. Where'd you get the wood from? From the very forest that you're going to chop down the wood now. So from the forest, you are taking the axe in order to chop down the forest. That the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Flametet there, about Ovadiah. Ovadiah was an Edomi. He became a ger, he was mitgayer, but he was from Edom. And he was the one who Ovadia, there's one perek of Ovadia, right? The Navi Ovadia. And he's the one who foretells the downfall of who? Of Edom. So the Gemara is saying, the one who comes from Edom, he is the one who is mitnabe, who's telling us the downfall of Edom. If you look, Haftarat Parashat Vayishlach, when we read that perek of Chazon Ovadia, so over there it's talking about the downfall of Edom. Yes, Chazak Uvaruch, in the time of Achav HaMelech. Yafe. Azeh Ovadia, who was Edomi. Tzadik. Eved Hashem, Yirei Hashem. Ad kedi kach hu higia liyot navi. Aval hu itgayer, ve'bevu mefu ba, me'edom. Ve'hu itnaba aleihem. Vidyuk. So that's one example. Or pegabo kayotsebo. Or sometimes you have to, in order to overcome, you have to give from its own kind. The Pasuk in Mishle says, Shlomo HaMelech says, there are times where etzev, where with sadness, there is what to gain. And what is the gain? V'hayitron yasimcha haba'a achar ha'etzev kidelkaman. He's going to explain that after the atzvut, over one's avonot, comes real simcha. That's going to be towards the end of this perek. We're not going to get to it tonight, but towards the end of this perek, he will explain the resulting simcha from the atzvut over our avonot. But now, he's going to first explain to us a very important difference between two words that seem the same. They're synonyms, but they're different, and he's going to explain them. Ach be'emet, but in truth. So, till now, what did he say? He said the way to overcome the sitracha is by giving it something from the sitracha. What is that? Atzvut. All right. Ach be'emet, he says, en lev nishbar umrirut ha'nefesh al richuka me'or pene Hashem ve'itlapshuta besitracha nikraim b'shem atzvut klal b'lashon ha'kodesh. He says, when a person is brokenhearted and bitter over the fact that he's far away from the light of Hashem and the fact that his nefesh is mitlabesh with the sitra acha, this, the sadness over that, it's in Lashon HaKodesh, it's not correctly called atzvut. That's not the correct word for it. Ki atzvut, he says, because the word atzvut in Hebrew, hi sheribo metumtam ke'evin. It's when one's heart is closed like a stone, like a solid stone. Ve'en chiyut belibo, and there's no life in him. The word metumtam in Hebrew comes from the word atum. Atum, akavana, sagu. Yeah? Like cheder atum. Atum means closed. Metumtam means when the heart is not feeling anything. Totally deadened. Aval merirut, ve'lev nishbar. But the bitterness and the brokenheartedness that we are talking about, adrabah, on the contrary, hari yesh chiyut belibo leitpa'el uleitmarmer, his heart is actually alive. He is getting worked up over himself. He's becoming embittered in his heart on that moment against his avonot. Rak only shehiyut mipchinat gevurot kedoshot. The chiyut that comes by merirut, by the bitterness, comes from the sfira of gevura, but gevurot kedoshot. We know each and every one of the sfirot has its side in the kedusha, and it also has its flip side in the sitra acha. Chesed, we understand. Gevura, there's what's called gevurot kedoshot. There's very holy gevurot that a person has to use. Ve'asimcha mipchinat chasadim. Happiness comes from chesed. The merirut comes from gevura. Ki halev kalul mishtehem. Because the heart has both of them. It has the chasadim, and it has also the gevurot. And we have to know when we have to use the chasadim of kedusha and when to use the gevurot of kedusha. Merirut is not atzvut, says the Baal HaTanya. Atzvut chas v'shalom. That sadness that paralyzes the person. That petrifies the person. Makes him into petra, into a stone, not moving. That's destructive. Merirut is actually with chiyut. Merirut is not atzvut. You know, in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, le'atzev, like it says in Teilim, atzabehem kesev v'zahav. Ma'aseh yedeh. Ma'aseh yedehem, ken? Shachachti yitayim. Ma ze atzabehem kesev v'zahav? Atzabehem is avodah zara. Ma ze atzabehem? Why is it called atzabehem? Because atzabim. Atzabim in Hebrew means nerves. But what does it mean atzabehem? Shehem itzvu otam. They formed them. They made them out of stone. Atzvut, it's a beautiful chidush from the Bala Tanya, he's saying that's the type of sadness that paralyzes the person, that makes him a stone, that makes his heart like a stone. That's chas v'shalom. That comes from tum'ah. That comes from the klipa. We're not talking about atzvut, he says in truth. We're talking about merirut. Merirut means the bitterness that a person feels. How is it? How is it that I went so far away from Hashem? And he speaks all those words that we spoke about in Perek Kaftet and Perek Lamed. That is not deadening. That's not a heart of stone. That's a heart that is boiling. That's a heart that is, you know, that is moving and being moved towards Hashem. Just, it's being moved in the way of what? In the way of Gevurot, the Kedusha. It's coming from the side of Gevurot right now. But it's coming from Kedusha, that's holy. V'hine le'itim tzarich le'orer b'chinat Gevurot ha'kedoshot. Let's see this yesod that he says here. He says there are times when a person has to awaken the bechina, the aspect of gevurot hakedoshot. Why? When do we need to awaken this? Kede lehamtik hadinim, in order to be mamtik the din, to sweeten the dinim. Abotai, it doesn't say to remove the dinim, the harsh judgments. Lehamtik, to sweeten the judgment. What does it mean to sweeten? Let me explain to you before we continue. To remove the dinim sounds like we're saying din is something that is bad, that shouldn't be there. But en ra yored min hashamayim. Everything that comes from Hashem is good. The problem is that once it comes down to this world, many times it comes down, it goes so far down that it becomes dinim kashim. It becomes even tum'ah and sitra achra. But what is the shoresh of it? What is the shoresh of dinim? What's the origin? Shoresh, 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 all the way. Where does it come from? It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It comes from Hashem. And all the way up in the shoresh, it's good. Remember we spoke about this last week. Adelo Yada ben Baruch, Mordechai le'aru Haman. In the world up there, there is no difference. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all Him, it's all good. So in other words, we have to be mamtik et adinim b'shorsham. What is mamtik et adinim b'shorsham? The dinim that seem bad, we have to sweeten them using the shoresh, bringing them back up to the shoresh, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this way we sweeten them. This way the din kashe is removed, the tum'ah goes away. Those averot that a person is mitmarmer about, the merchak, the further, the distance that he feels from Hashem, he has to sweeten it b'shorsho. How? By using gvurot tikdusha. Gvurot tikdusha is the what? Not atzvut, merirut. By using merirut, which comes from gvurot tikdusha, this way we are mamtiket adinim b'shorsham. That's how we will be able to break that sitra acha and to bring it back up to its shoresh. And that's what he says here. Shehem bechinat nefesh habahamid v'yetzer hara kesholet chas v'shalom al ha'adam. What's the dinim? That's the nefesh habamid. That's the yetzer hara when it dominates a person. Ki ena dinim nimtakim ela b'shorsham. The only way to be mamtik et adin is with its shoresh, with its source. Lachen amu abotenu. Therefore, look how this goes into the words of Chazal. Famous words. Leolam yargiz adam yetzer hatov al yetzer hara. What's yargiz? It should say, Le'olam yesameach adam, or Le'olam yasir. What's it, yargiz? Hargaza means to get angry. That's Perek Kaftet and Lamed. That's the yargiz. Le'olam yargiz adam yetzer tov. Ve'haynu, bechol et sheroe benafsho shetzarich lekach. When he sees that he needs it, therefore he should do that. Ach she'at ha'kosher she'isham, yuchedet uruya lekach lerov b'nei adam, כי בשעה שהוא עצב בלב הכי ממי לדעלמה, או כך בלי שום סיבה, אזי היא שעת הכושר להפך העצב להיות ממראה דחושבנה הנה.
He says, you know when the best time is to take advantage of the moment to bring in merirut over one's chataim? When a person is sad over mile de alma, when a person is sad over something that is physical, he's feeling sadness because of some parnasa, whatever it may be. What he should do is he should take that sadness and transform it into a merirut of kedusha. Transform it into the merirut over his merchak from Hashem. So what he did was, that's a sha'at kosher lehapech ha'etzev, to take the etzev and to make it into mare dechushbana, become a person who is reflective, who's thinking into himself, how can I change, how can I become better? Ulekayem ma'amar rabotenu le'olam yargiz. Here what the Tanya is saying? He's saying that if a person will learn how to take his mood of sadness, of mile de alma, of physical matters, of mundane matters, and turn it into bitterness over his state of avodat Hashem, you know what he's going to do? Yipater meha atzvut shemimile de alma. He's going to get rid of that atzvut of mile de alma. Because what did he do? He was mamtiket adinim beshorsham. He sweetened the din with its shoresh. What shoresh? Gevurot de kedusha. Merirut is gevurot de kedusha. If he would allow himself to continue to languish in sadness over his mundane worldly problems, what he's doing is dragging himself into sitra acha. That's what the Yetzer Hara wants. You're in a mood to be sad? Okay, use it. Let's sweeten it. Mamtiket adinim eshoshan. Now you're in the mood also to feel bitter. Turn your focus to the bitterness over the sins, over the fact that you are far away from Hashem, over the fact that you have nefesh habahamit. Focus on that. Use gevurot kedoshot to be mamtiket adinim, ubazei pater meha atzvut shememile de alma. But he doesn't stop right here. He says, from then, a person is going to feel a very true simcha. How? That he is going to explain, but we're going to stop at this point right now. Zat Hashem will continue next week.